Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. Greetings in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. This morning I'd just like to read a few verses from Psalms chapter 92, starting in verse 12. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him." It's an interesting passage here. It says the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. When you think of the palm tree, it is always green. It is flourishing. It doesn't lose its color. It is always flourishing. There's always life in the leaf. And then it says, "He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." As I understand cedar trees, they are straight, they are tall, and they are mighty. And it's a picture of a righteous man. He is flourishing like the palm tree, and he is like the cedars of Lebanon. And then it says, "Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." You think of flourishing in the courts of our God. That's in God's presence. The righteous, they dwell in the presence of God. They hear his voice. God speaks to them, and they have fellowship, and they have relationship. And that's because they are in the courts of God. And that's because they are righteous through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then, verse 14, it says, "They shall still bring forth fruit in old age, and they shall be fat and flourishing." You know, a lot of old people, they get old, they have a tendency to cool off with their relationship with the Lord. They have a tendency to get cold and not bear much fruit. You know, they get caught up with the cares of this life, and they get caught up with riches, and they get caught up with pleasures. You know, pleasures, going on expensive trips and all those things. But those who are truly righteous, and they are dwelling in the courts of our God, they're planted in the house of the Lord, and they're flourishing in the courts of God, they are bringing forth fruit in their old age. I know of a dear brother who's in his 70s, and he's busy full-time preaching and bringing forth fruit. And it's because he's flourishing in the courts of our God. We need old men in their old age who are still bringing forth fruit. You know, a lot of people get converted in their 20s, 30s, on fire for the Lord, zealous. But as time goes forth, they start to cool off, and they're no longer bringing fruit forth by the time they reach old age. And God help us that we would be bringing forth fruit in our old age. And that says they shall be fat and flourishing. This brother that I'm just talking about a little bit ago, you know, he's still in his 70s, almost 80 years old, and he's still flourishing. He's busy about the kingdom of God because he's been planted in the house of the Lord, and he's flourishing in the courts of our God. It says they shall be fat and flourishing. Is that your vision as you reach a ripe old age, or is your vision something else? And so I just want to lay this out here as a believer in Christ, that this should be your vision as you reach an old age, that you would still be bringing forth fruit, and that you should be fat and flourishing, an example that the younger generation can look up to, that is zealous and on fire for Jesus Christ. And then verse 15, it says, why? To show that the Lord is upright, and he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Praise the Lord, and grab this vision to be, if the Lord grants you old age, to still bring forth fruit and to be fat and flourishing in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you and we bless you for your word. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. And Lord, we just pray that the zeal of thine house would eat us up, Lord, and that we could be zealous and for the kingdom of God as we grow older, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.